You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second segment, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School on this 90-plus degree day. It's about 100 here for the next week. You better buckle up, boy. You better hydrate. Get you some.
Put them steaks on the sidewalk. The Traeger's broken. That's how you do it.
Yeah. But Kevin Meyer put me on to a place by Meyer Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. I was just stop over. He hooked me up last week.
As he does.
Yeah, he hooked me up last week. But then he said, I forget the place that he told me is over there. I shouldn't give him free advertising, but I'll find out. But I have to go check out a new smoker. But here's the trick when it's hot. You better marinate your stuff, and you better have a plan.
Ah.
Because you can't – listen, if you're out there constantly flipping – You're gonna sweat. So you gotta be smart about it. And then you also have to make sure that you are prepared for battle out there. Because it's hotter, man. And if you're cooking for a lot of people, you better strategically have your grill or whatever you have, you know, placed. And you know, one of the funny things, you know, in kind of a little bit of side note with CWS is that I had a you know, at baseball, youth baseball games, they buy those tents, those canopies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to put that back in effect.
Mm-hmm. Over the grill?
Yeah, I got it from a garage sale. I got it from a garage sale. You know when you walk past something in your garage and you're like, dang, I hadn't noticed that for 4 years, or whatever it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then I start thinking, that's exactly where I'm going to put that when I start grilling, because you're not going to mess up the airflow and I don't have any flame ups.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got my TV out there. I'm like, oh yeah, my fall grilling in early winter, like on my scale from 1 to 7, went from a 2.4 to easily right now, just planning 6.2.
Woo! 6.2. Hello. That's a 250% jump, dang near.
Oh, for real. Because I'm thinking, the libations that I would be picking up from Meyer Cork and Bottle, the different beers, the cider beers, all that. Mm-hmm. You get some hard stuff too to go with the grill.
With the meat from the Mercado. I'll tell you, I'm a step ahead of you. I've been doing that with my patio umbrella.
That's it too. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, there's nothing. I'll tell you this, man. Like growing up, Gaithersburg, Maryland, /Frederick, to Minnesota, or Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Never would have thought I'd be enjoying kicking it. I like to kick it. Sometimes too much. I like to kick it. And here's the tip that I learned the last time I was in the Mercado and I got me my tomahawk steak.
Okay.
I got a little tip from another customer. And I verified it. Guess where? TikTok.
Of course.
Hey.
Should have known.
Hey, man. Text line. I want to hear from you guys. Do you guys go on to use social media for your cooking and grilling? Listen, I've did some show. I've done stuff, and it's all verifiable. So here's what he told me. And I was looking at, I saw a recipe. I saw a guy, like one guy that I follow. He was doing some pork chops and stuff. Mm. So I was eyeing the pork chops.
Okay.
Right? And I still bought some. I bought the thick ones. He's like, here's the trick. He's like, you buy the pork loin. He's like, you got a good knife. I was like, I got good knives. He's like, oh, so this is what you do. So he told me, he pulled me to the side. He was like telling me the secrets.
Come over here, son.
He was telling me the secrets or give me the code. So he's like, you can buy a pork loin. And he told me the difference between buying that and then versus the ones that are already cut for you, the difference in the meat. He's like, it's the same meat. He put me on. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it right now. I talked to the butcher. I said, I'll be back tomorrow. So I had to go home and go through the proper channels via TikTok and verifiable. So I spent my last night slicing up, and I probably got twice my amount of meat.
How about that?
So you get a pork loin,
uh-huh.
And depending on where you buy it, you know but you want to get the fat off,
yep,
or shave it down. You want to keep some,
a little bit.
Then you render the fat,
yep.
So now you're making money there,
mm-hmm.
And then you just however you like your boneless pork chop. That's how you, and then you can put them in the freezer and all that stuff. Make sure you date them. Make sure,
of course. Oh yeah, how about that?
Come up like them. We used to call
this
that.
This is the service you get at the Mercado from the butchers
to the customer.
And your fellow meat lovers.
Yeah, but the best part is, I saw two guys looking at the displays. You know when you're a true, like grill master or somebody that's there to buy some meat, put the hands behind your back. Yeah, like you really like you studious on it. Like you want to pick that one. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you go to, when you ever see like people that go to like Red Lobster or something, and they say, yeah, I want you to cook that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my great experience at the Mercado, but also great experience as far as sports wise. You want to give a shout out to Bryson Williams from Westside. Two guys with Nebraska legacy, that been here, played here, and were actually really good players. So Jamel Williams, who I played with. Played with Farley, a national champion, played in the NFL for a little while. His son, Bryson, was originally, I think, going to North Dakota State. It's crazy. I don't know where he got his height from. He's like 6'4", 175. He's fast, man. I mean, I'm telling you, he is fast. Me and Nick did a game when he was at, what school was it? He was at Millard West. You remember this game?
Yep, I think so.
Listen, I think they played East. And they had dominated the whole game. He touched the ball four times. Four.
Yeah.
Four times.
Uh-huh.
House called all of them. All of them.
Yep.
It got into overtime. Mm-hmm. One pass, house call. I was like,
nine.
And he was a sophomore.
Yeah.
I was like, he's a little thin or whatever. You knew he was going to go to college, mm-hmm. And he was good at baseball too. Obviously track. Sprouted up 6'4", 175. So I think I know at one point in time he was going to North Dakota State. And I think his brother's there. And then he started to level up. And now he just committed to Iowa State.
How about that?
So big shout out to him. Hard work pays off. And then also the Maurice Purified Jr., who Maurice Purified Sr. was here. Big old good-looking athlete, 6'4".
So Mo's one of the first guys I, remember.
Maurice Purified.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember him just because of his name. I was like, oh, Nebraska got some receivers. I know they got my man Nate Swift representing Minnesota, but
I really thought Omar Manning was going to be Maurice Purified 2.0. Big body, red zone, goal line, third down.
Yeah, and Maurice Purified Senior, I think he played for the Bengals for a while.
I think so.
He made some plays, and so I was already probably retired or almost retired then. So I keep up with him. Just Nebraska players, but his son, I know he was out at Fresno, which is obviously a really cool situation story.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You know, you're from Omaha. You're at Westside. Ton of players. And obviously, you know, Miller South is over there with a ton of, you know, Division I players. And via, you know, Warren Academy in the development of, you know, through the their program and Westside and being around really good players in a winning culture, you know, you go through 7-on-7, which is kind of like the last part of basketball. So they're traveling around in March and stuff like that. Obviously start doing some work, goes to Fresno on a visit. Next thing you know, goes to Washington State on a visit, likes it, a great opportunity for him. And a great coach that's, you know, really, really taking that opportunity from South Dakota State. So the offense is going to be explosive. He commits there. I mean, I think it's really good. I know that a lot of people are up in arms because Jet Tamala is going to Alabama, but I think this is a positive. I think all of them, these kids going places. When you think of 12 guys that are going Power Four, big places, there was times where, you know, in recent, you know, like when Bo Pelini was here, you know, I think they didn't recruit the player of the year. I think it was Bo. I think it was Kleister's son. Because I think he went to Wyoming. I think I'm right on that. I know, first of all, I know it was Kleister's son won the player of the year, the Gatorade player of the year. And I know he went to Wyoming because I know he caught a touchdown with Josh Allen when he was a freshman. And I think Nebraska didn't recruit him. I can't speak for it. I mean, Kleister being on WTF, but he'll you know, clarify that. But what I'm saying, at that point in time, it was out there that there was no good players in Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? Harrison Phillips, you know, won state however many times in wrestling. You know, then, you know, they had said that they didn't have a position for him or they didn't know where he fit. He goes to Stanford, and obviously he's still playing in the NFL right now.
But there was that guy that went to Iowa, too.
Ott.
Yeah, Drew Ott.
Yeah, yeah, but he's from, yeah, he was
small
like
town.
Yeah. But you got to think, so you have all those guys, and there was a time that there wasn't any players, their perception was, right?
This is quite the list of Gatorade Players of the Year in Nebraska.
What do you mean?
Connor Booth.
Yeah.
Anthony Rezac.
Yeah.
Zane Flores.
Yeah.
Noah Walters.
Yeah.
Cole Payton.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. Tebow.
Yep. Yeah. Javon Ducker.
Yeah. He was at Memphis now, I think, right? Because he was at
Northern Illinois.
Then he's at Memphis.
Okay.
I think.
Nick Henrich.
Yeah. Who's he who came here?
Milton Sargbaugh.
I don't know who that is.
Same. Trevor Nicholson.
I don't know who that is either.
Jaden Kowalski.
I don't know who that is.
CJ Johnson, 14-15.
Right.
Harrison Phillips.
Right.
2 years before that, Drew Ott.
Okay.
Tyson Brokemeyer. Bronson Marsh.
Kind of remember him.
Baker Steinkuhler was two years before him.
Yeah.
Danny Woodhead, 03-04. Bo Rude, whose name they misspelled on this, by the way.
Yeah.
Dane Todd.
Dane won player of the year?
Yeah, 2001, 2002. Gatorade player of the year in Nebraska.
I got to send him a text.
Let's see. Crouch got it 96-97. Well, Amon in 94-95.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Cluster won it too in 90-91.
Right. So that just shows you at that point in time, that was a guarantee they were coming down 45 minutes to Nebraska.
Calvin Jones won it the year before Cluster.
That's a good class. That's some dudes right there. And then you think about, like, you know, my point is at one point in time, the perception was there wasn't any players in Nebraska. So, So now, you know, I know people get all up in arms, but I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's more choices for the players and more choices for the coaches to, you know, make their decisions. I think, you know, it's easy to say, okay, well, you're not doing X, Y, and Z, but I think it's good that these kids are able to go to other places. You're not going to be able to sign them all. I mean, I've been in the same situation, you know, when I was getting recruited. You know, never thought of any players coming out of Minnesota. Then, you know, Lane goes to Fresno State. I go to Nebraska. There was a kid that went to Notre Dame before that. And next thing you know, guys start to take off after that. You know what I mean? You had Steve Rosga that went to Colorado, ended up being a decent player. And then next thing you know, James Laurinaitis goes to Ohio State and rest is history. Now you got guys going everywhere. it's a byproduct of everybody being competitive and leveling up. Now, obviously biased, I'd like everybody to go to Nebraska, but I think it's a good thing. But I want to highlight those two young kids, because I think, you know, the other guys that have committed early, these guys have taken it to the next step. And then obviously the third one is a guy that I'm, really, proud of is a kid that used to play for me. His name is Tyrell Chapman. You know, he was a Northern Illinois recruit, three-sport athlete, dominant in everything. Doesn't play basketball anymore. Really took off in track and football. His dad's great. Family's great. Committed to Northern Illinois and turned things out. I mean, he's 6'3", 6'4", tremendous athlete, competitive, tough kid, very, very mentally tough and focused and driven. And a great teammate. And then he just, he committed to Iowa State. Obviously, he went there and they looked at him. And I think he just had his official visit. So I'm happy for these kids, man. I'm happy for all of them. And, you want the best for them.
That you do. Sometimes the best is at Nebraska. Sometimes the best is somewhere else. But again, never burn a bridge. Rarely burn a bridge, I should say. Right? I mean, keep it on the up and up.
In this day and age of college football, even with the contracts that you're not going to see four. These guys aren't going to have, like, we have a reunion coming up this year for 95 championship, right?
Better be as off the chain as the 94 one.
It was. It will be. It'll be bigger and better, but these kids will never experience that. I mean, I guess they will. They can go to four different schools.
Right.
But they will never have the experience that we all had here of going to college together. Now, granted, we never had the experience to get paid millions of bucks or hundreds of thousands of dollars to play the game we play for free. Matter of fact, we were definitely grossly overpaid considering that the cost of the living scholarship checks were light. $100 and stuff, and so.
If we even got it.
Yeah, well, the worst one, I'll tell you this real quick. The worst scholarship checks that you get is after Thanksgiving. School's out. You better have saved your money up before, because it's going to be tough sledding. Now, you get a little bit of, like, bowl money and stuff like that. And if you got it, I was able to get a Pell Grant and stuff. But you better not spend your money on getting some, subwoofers in your car, because that's 6 weeks. Even if you get down to a bowl game, it's tough, man. Because you're not in the dorms. It's based on, when you're in school and stuff like that. And obviously rules have probably changed, because I think the scholarship money is significantly higher. So you don't have a disadvantage competitively, but back then it was tough. So,
but you made it.
Yeah. Anyways, good segment again. We're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Norman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.